Hello, and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAVFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center, or CCRC, often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is leading initiatives in support of the decisiveness competency. Leading initiatives while managing daily operations can be an arduous task. This podcast will offer 5 tips for leaders when leading initiatives. 1. Invest your time and resources. 2. Build the right team. 3. Guide the team. 4. Assess constantly. And 5. Integrate current capabilities. Although leading an initiative takes commitment and a large investment of your time and resources, it's also an opportunity to greatly contribute to the organization's long-term growth and sustainability. In addition, it offers you a chance to exemplify and further develop your leadership capabilities. A best practice is to create a strict calendar and a set of resources dedicated to the initiative, separate from mainstream operations. Building a team that has the skills and abilities to achieve the mission is critical. However, prior to building the team, do thorough research and compile a set of talent and skill requirements to meet the needs of the initiative. These predefined sets of requirements will guide leadership to building the right team by fitting people to the role rather than trying to shape people for a certain role. When building a team from within, don't use availability as a factor. In other words, using internal staff from one team just because they are available will not benefit the team or success of the initiative. Building the appropriately talented team for the initiative does not guarantee success, however. Leading initiatives requires you to give proper guidance and create an environment that promotes learning, curiosity, and long-term growth. This environment can be largely created simply by asking insightful and thought-provoking questions to the team. New initiatives are constantly adapting in the developing stages, which means that the guidance from leadership must adapt as well. Throughout adaptation, guidance should always focus on the long-term goal of the initiative years down the line. Focusing just on short-term measurements will often lead to stunts in development. Consider a company like Amazon that has successfully entered several new markets beyond their initial online bookstore. If the team was always focused on increasing book revenue month after month, Amazon probably wouldn't be the global corporation it is today. Rather, it focused on initiatives such as delivery, streaming, and data warehousing to create long-term growth. Constant assessment of an initiative's development is important. Establish frequent checkpoints and milestones for different stages in the initiative's development. These milestones will maintain situational awareness between leadership and the team and improve communication on all fronts. Failure to assess frequently enough can lead to a knowledge gap, which in turn will make it difficult to effectively lead the initiative. Monitoring both internal and external progress of the initiative are required to lead organizational change. Resource management is an important part of leading initiatives. Leveraging well-established resources from within can alleviate time and resource barriers. For example, resources such as research and analytics are a few of the most useful to streamline operations. Remember, only develop part of the initiative from the ground up if necessary. Work smarter, not harder. Thank you for listening to this podcast on leading initiatives. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local civilian training advocate or contact HQ's BD17 at NAVFAC HQ Total Force Development at Navy.mil.